They wheeled him in, thin, his skin transparent, his hair black and needing to be cut, his eyes very laughing, his teeth bad when he smiled.
Hola, amigo, ¿qué tal?
As you see, said Mr. Fraser. And thou?
Alive and with the leg paralyzed.
Bad, Mr. Fraser said. But the nerve can regenerate and be as good as new.
So they tell me.
What about the pain?
Not now. For a while I was crazy with it in the belly. I thought the pain alone would kill me.
Sister Cecilia was observing them happily. She tells me you never made a sound, Mr. Fraser said.
So many people in the ward, the Mexican said deprecatingly.
What class of pain do you have?
Big enough, clearly, and not as bad as yours. When the nurse goes out, I cry an hour, 2 hours. It rests me. My nerves are bad now.
You have the radio? If I had a private room and a radio, I would be crying and yelling all night long.
I doubt it.
Hombre, sí. It's very healthy, but you cannot do it with so many people.
At least, Mr. Fraser said, the hands are still good. They tell me you make your living with the hands.
And the head, he said, tapping his forehead. But the head isn't worth as much.
3 of your countrymen were here.
Sent by the police to see me.
They brought some beer.
It probably was bad.
It was bad.
Tonight, sent by the police, they come to serenade me.
He laughed, then tapped his stomach.
I cannot laugh yet. As musicians, they are fatal.
And the one who shot you?
Another fool. I won $38 from him at cards. That is not to kill about.
The 3 told me you win much money.
And am poorer than the birds.
How?
I am a poor idealist. I am the victim of illusions.
He laughed, then grinned and tapped his stomach.
I am a professional gambler, but I like to gamble. To really gamble. Little gambling is all crooked. For real gambling, you need luck. I have no luck.
Never?
Never. I am completely without luck.
Look, this Capron who shoots me just now,
can he shoot?
No. The first shot he fires into nothing. The second is intercepted by a poor Russian.
That would seem to be luck.
What happens?
He shoots me twice in the belly. He is a lucky man. I have no luck. He could not hit a horse if he were holding the stirrup. All luck.
I thought he shot you first and the Russian after.
No, the Russian first, me after. The paper was mistaken.
Why didn't you shoot him?
I never carry a gun. With my luck, if I carried a gun, I would be hanged 10 times a year. I am a cheap card player, only that.
He stopped, then continued.
When I make a sum of money, I gamble, and when I gamble, I lose. I have passed at dice for $3,000 and crapped out for the 6. With good dice, more than once.
Why continue?
If I live long enough, the luck will change. I have bad luck now for 15 years. If I ever get any good luck, I will be rich.
He grinned.
I am a good gambler, really. I would enjoy being rich.
Do you have bad luck with all games?
With everything, and with women.
He smiled again, showing his bad teeth. Truly?
Truly.
And what is there to do?
Continue, slowly, and wait for luck to change.
But with women?
No gambler has luck with women. He is too concentrated. He works nights, when he should be with the woman. No man who works nights can hold a woman if the woman is worth anything.
You are a philosopher.
No, hombre, a gambler of the small towns. One small town, then another, another, then a big town, then start over again.
Then shot in the belly.
The first time, he said. That has only happened once.
I tire you talking, Mr. Fraser suggested.
No, he said. I must tire you.
And the leg?
I have no great use for the leg. I am all right with the leg or not. I will be able to circulate.
I wish you luck, truly, and with all my heart, Mr. Fraser said.
Equally, he said. And that the pain stops.
It will not last, certainly. It is passing. It is of no importance.
That it passes quickly.
Equally.